Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 498
on 9M. So the 2025 Model Y, the Juniper Edition, has received the IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus designation. Yet another reason why the Model Y is one of the best-selling cars on the planet.
I thought it was the best-selling car.
It was in 2023, but last year, the Toyota RAV4 outsold the Model Y by 3,000 units. So technically, the Model Y is no longer the best-selling car in the world.
And so far this year through May, I do see that the Model Y dropped to fifth place.
Now, the year isn't over, so maybe the Model Y can surge back to number one spot.
It certainly helps that the Model Y is one of the safest cars on the road.
Yeah. By the way, the Toyota RAV4 did not receive either of the IIHS top safety picks. It only scored marginal in the updated moderate overlap front test and acceptable in the updated side test. So it's not the safest car.
Hard to believe that the RAV4 is such a bestseller when it doesn't score well on safety. You'd think consumers would care about that.
Yeah, IIHS has updated all their tests, like their side impacts and stuff. And a lot of these cars haven't updated their cars, so they don't score as well. And people just remember, oh, it's a really safe car. But that was from years ago.
Exactly, because they keep updating the criteria. It keeps getting more stringent, so the cars keep getting safer. And the Model Y is keeping up, as you can see there. Yeah, Teslas have always been really, really safe cars. A big reason for that is the giant battery pack in the bottom. It's usually hard to make a gas car that's super safe because you have to put this giant engine block in the front, which then comes in and crushes the passengers. So you have to like do all sorts of stuff to mitigate that. And you're not really paying all that much attention to like keeping the car in one piece. And Teslas do a good job with that because they have this giant structural member in the bottom of the car.
So Elon so far has shared three of his master plans with the world. During last week's Tesla earnings call, Elon said this: what's going to happen over the next several years is a fundamental transformation of the company from a pre-autonomy world to a post-autonomy one. And I'm working on a new master plan to articulate that to the Tesla team. And there will be some teething pains as you transition from a pre-autonomy to post-autonomy world, but I think the future vision for Tesla is incredibly exciting and will profoundly change the world in a good way.
Ooh, master plan part four, or I guess master plan part cut. It doesn't really, do is the only one that sounds good.
Part do.
And once you go past two, the French doesn't work anymore. All right, so let's see. Master plan part one came out in 2006.
Right. Then master plan part two was published 10 years later in 2016.
Part three came out in April of 2023.
That was a very ambitious one, by the way. It showed how we could get to sustainable energy and abundance for all of Earth.
And now it appears that Elon is working on part four of his master plan, which would give us some insights into the post-autonomy world with AI and robotics.
Yeah, maybe he's going to include Mars and stuff in that plan. Tesla has filed for a new wiring architecture patent.
So I know that Tesla reduced the amount of wiring from about 3 kilometers in the Model S to half that in the Model 3.
Yeah, now the goal for Tesla is to get it down to 100 meters. This part of the patent application explains it. It says, in this new wiring architecture, subsystems are packaged and defined in one or more multiple assemblies in certain embodiments. For example, a door assembly might contain one controller or hub that controls multiple devices, such as locking components, lighting components, audio components, etc. In addition to decreasing the number and length of wiring needed, the ability to create these subassemblies and then connect them to the wiring architecture backbone will decrease assembly time during general assembly, which is very desirable to increase productivity in a vehicle manufacturing process. The subassembly may be created ahead of general assembly with only the connection between the door assembly and subsystem made and verified during general assembly.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
The patent goes on to explain traditional car wiring for vehicles are piecemeal solutions. Typically, there are different wiring harnesses that connect each different electrical component to a central battery or power source. Each component receives power, but requires multiple wiring harnesses for communication and signals. The total length of the wire may be many miles within a single vehicle. These wiring harnesses typically consist of multiple round conductors that are not rigid. Round conductors are not optimal for transmitting current, and the lack of rigidity of traditional wiring harnesses requires assembly into the vehicle using human hands, which can be a slow process. Further, connecting each component to the central battery is not optimized on an automobile level.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. They're talking about rigid conductors.
Yeah.
Now, years ago, Tesla also filed a patent for new structural cables.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to discuss all this on Patreon today, so please join us there. We want to thank Chesa Chicago for sponsoring this episode.
Win the EV of your dreams. Choose from a Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, or take $50,000 in cash. Your pick from the exclusive raffle prize lineup.
It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chesa Chicago, and this year the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought-after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top-tier EV.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at winning an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chesa Chicago support families in crisis through more than 80 life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold, and once they're gone or the drawing date hits, that's it. No second chances.
So go to ccraffle.com now and use the promo code NYK to get $25 off two tickets or $500 off 15.
That's ccraffle.com, code NYK. Your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
So Neuralink has a new patient, Audrey Cruz from Vidalia, Louisiana.
Today's July 5th, day one. We're going to be heading to Miami for Neuralink so I can get a BCI. So here we go.
This is going to be fun.
Audrey is patient number 9, or P9, in Neuralink parlance.
Audrey posted, the day after surgery, thank you, University of Miami Health Center. And then it was time to get to work.
Audrey posted, working on my accuracy and speed.
Isn't that amazing?
She's using her brain.
I mean, folks, just days after surgery, Audrey can write her name with her brain because of Neuralink. Yeah, so this is her. And she said, I tried writing my name for the first time in 20 years. I'm working on it. LOL.
She already has better handwriting than me. And I've written my name more recently than that.
You can follow Audrey on X. And I just think it's amazing that we're already talking about patient number 9. And it's just becoming routine now.
Yes. And someday I hope that it is so boring that no one even talks about how amazing it is.
Yeah, like Falcon 9 launches.
Exactly. It's like, oh yeah, and it re-landed on a autonomous drone barge in the middle of the ocean.
But here's the thing. I get it when things get routine that we all know about, but no one knows about Falcon 9s or Neuralink, and yet it's already become boring.
I know.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news.
Starlink had an outage on Thursday that lasted for 2.5 hours.
Starlink posted, the network issue has been resolved. Starlink service has been restored. We understand how important connectivity is and apologize for the disruption. I mean, I know it sounds like a big deal. It's a worldwide outage, but like they figured it out and it probably will never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Elon posted, shortly before the next flight, I will do a live technical update on Starship, going over progress to date and engineering, production, and launch plans for the future.
That'll be fun. Yeah, so that should be in like 2.5 weeks or something like that.
Nice.
All right, it's time for Into the Future. So the air taxi company Vertical Aerospace has achieved a world's first by completing the first flight of an eVTOL. So that's an electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft.
Yeah, we've seen that before. That's not a world first.
It's between two airports.
Oh, yeah. Wait, every time we've seen another eVTOL, they've just taken off, flown around a bit, and then landed at the same airport?
I think they're all trying really hard to come up with firsts. So probably we've seen other eVTOLs fly large distances, but this is never technically between two public airports, I guess, at the world's largest military air show, which is the Royal International Air Tattoo in Gloucestershire, England. Vertical Aerospace's eVTOL flew 17 miles from the Cotswold Airport to the RAF Fairford Airport. Their eVTOL, which is the VX4, reached speeds of 115 miles an hour and an altitude of 1,800 feet.
It's pretty low, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited about eVTOLs because if you add that in with robo-taxi, there's a lot of really fun things. Because, like, you know, normally you land at an airport and it's like, here's another 3 hours of me collecting my luggage and trying to get out of the airport, maybe renting a car. Because then you could, like, land at a regional airport with the eVTOL, you know, and then take the robo-taxi to where you want to go.
Exactly. I mean, it'll be expensive at first, but then I think as it scales up, it'll get to be more common.
Right.
All right, it's time for sunspots.
The EIA just released data for May of this year.
Some amazing numbers here. Utility scale solar increased by 33.3% year over year here in the U.S. and rooftop solar increased 8.9% year over year.
Combined, they provided 11% of U.S. electrical output during the month of May. And for the first time ever in the U.S., solar power beat out wind power.
Solar produced 38,965 gigawatt hours of power in May and wind produced just slightly less, 36,907 gigawatt hours.
Solar plus wind provided 20.5% of the U.S. grid's electrical power for the first 5 months of this year.
Now, I know that's a lot of numbers, but I want to put this in perspective. You know what's truly amazing? When we started the show back in 2016, do you know how much power wind and solar contributed to the U.S. grid?
No.
Just 7% combined.
So that means that the amount of power from wind and solar has tripled in just a decade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Hey, and if you want to get solar on your roof, but you're not sure kind of how to do it, you can talk to our friends at Energy Pal. They'll help you do this for less and help you get all of the tax credits and all of the things that you need. And they'll do it all for free. So let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. The link is down below.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. We need your stories, so send them in to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Send them in 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio and no wind noise. And what do we got this week?
Cole from California sent us his Tesla Vision ad.
Ooh.
This is my vision of the future with Tesla. A future where my best friend comes everywhere with me, where dog mode keeps Einstein safe and comfortable, where driving is fun, smooth, and emissions-free. With over 300 miles on a single charge, adventure is always within reach. With 14 speakers, subwoofer, and multiple amps, enjoy premium sound on every journey. A future of limitless exploration, spacious enough for all our gear, Einstein, and other companions, with clever storage and accessories that turn the Model Y into the ultimate camping hub, where charging is simple, fast, and everywhere. Tesla chargers are the most reliable charging network in America. Downtime becomes fun. Your car is an entertainment center. Play games, stream movies, and more. A future where your car evolves with you, getting smarter, safer, and better with every software update. With the highest safety ratings and advanced assistance to help prevent accidents before they happen. A future where security comes standard. Sentry mode, built-in cameras, and full control from your smartphone. Where we leave no emissions behind. A cleaner, more sustainable world for us and them. The leader in full self-driving, designed and manufactured in the most advanced factories in America. This is my vision of the future with Tesla.
Wow, Cole really crammed in every possible argument you can make. Good job, Cole. That was great. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. On our Patreon today, we've got a ton of stories just for our lovely Patreons that wouldn't fit in today's show.
And don't forget about our third Tesla Model Y Frunk Cooler giveaway. We're about to pick the winner, so put your name in the comments on Patreon for that.
Yeah, just find the third giveaway post and comment below, and it's that easy. We'll let Grok do the rest.
Also, our Investor Club bonus stories for our Investor Club members.
So head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow and support us.
Keep independent journalism strong and get all these Patreon bonus stories.
All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus story. It's time for the shout outs. These are the important people who keep this show going. Who do we got this week?
Brent Sterling.
Aaron Shelton.
Emmanuel Huna.
Greg A. Franklin.
And Stephen Hong. Thank you so much for supporting us. We cannot do this show without your support.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week.
Elon said, travel anywhere on Earth, that's willing to allow loud rockets, in half an hour or so at Mach 25. What is he talking about?
Remember, Starship can travel intercontinentally. So he's, maybe that's what he's going to talk about in 3 weeks.
So is he starting an airline? Is it called an airline or a space line?
X-Airlines.
Space line. I called it space line. Space line. Ha ha. So screw you, American Airlines and Delta and all you guys. It's going to be called a space line. And you're going to be able to get anywhere in the world in just half an hour.
You don't think it's going to be X-Airways, huh?
Why would it be Airways? You're not going through air.
Elon posted, Tesla team is focused on making sure all Tesla owners try out FSD.
Well, how are you doing? Sorry, you got to, I forget who it was. Well, someone on X was like, you got to incentivize it or something.
Yeah, Homar's catalog had a great idea. Mm-hmm. He said, give 1 mile of free supercharging for every mile of FSD you drive on for a limited time.
Interesting.
I love that idea. AI at Meta posted, we're rapidly expanding our AI infrastructure and have adopted a novel approach to building weatherproof tents to house GPU clusters. This enables us to get new data centers online in months instead of years.
And Elon said, very innovative. Isn't this familiar? Isn't this familiar? Isn't there something about tents and Tesla?
Model 3.
You guys remember back in 2018, 2017, when they made the tents at Fremont factory to make the Model 3? They put a whole line out there.
Donald Trump posted, everyone is stating that I'll destroy Elon's companies by taking away some, if not all, of the large-scale subsidies he receives from the U.S. government. This is not so. I want Elon and all businesses within our country to thrive, in fact. Thrive like never before. The better they do, the better the USA does, and that's good for all of us. We are setting records every day, and I want to keep it that way.
And Elon said the subsidies he's talking about simply do not exist. Trump has already removed or put an expiry date on all sustainable energy support while leaving massive oil and gas subsidies untouched. SpaceX won the NASA contracts by doing a better job for less money. Moving those contracts to other aerospace companies would leave astronauts stranded and taxpayers on the hook for twice as much.
Tesla owner Silicon Valley says breaking, President Trump has said he will not destroy Elon Musk's companies.
And Elon said,
Penny2X says, people forget the power is literally power. Whoever harnesses the most power from the sun wins.
Elon said, the math is obvious and unequivocal. 100% of energy over time comes from the sun. Everything else is a rounding error.
Will says, intelligence per watt is the only important metric in the end.
Elon said, that and total watts harnessed for intelligence are the two obvious fundamental metrics that scale infinitely. For practical purposes, intelligence per gigabyte per second and intelligence per operation are a daily struggle.
Elon reposted this from the New York Post saying that by 2017, Jeffrey Epstein was a social pariah and that Steve Bannon was the only guy who was pretty much visiting him near the end of that. So he's still on his Steve Bannon kick.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Pham says, I have never seen anything growing so fast like AI.
Elon said, AI is a supersonic tsunami.
That's a scary thought.
Mm.
Elon said, the collapse of civilizations always has been and is now due to low birth rates. And Musk Foundation provided a large donation to the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Memphis to fill in federal funding gaps. So they go into an area like they did with Colossus, and they help out.
Hmm.
Grok now automatically decides how much to think about your question. You can override auto mode and force heavy thinking at will with one tap.
Interesting. Because, yeah, sometimes I'm like, how long should I cook a potato for? And it's like, the user wants to know how long a potato. I'm assuming it's a russet potato of roughly the normal size. And it's like, yes, Grok, I probably should have just Googled it. Sorry.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Justin spotted the Cybertruck in Wentzville, Missouri. And yes, that is a University of Missouri or Mizzou U rap.
Go Tigers! That's cool. Andrew found these EVs in Amsterdam. Wow, they are tiny. Look at that little one.
I do want to try driving like a really tiny one.
I mean, we already tried the Zero in Amsterdam. That's even smaller though.
That was too small, even for Amsterdam.
Aku and his wife just test drove the Renault 5 in Finland.
Vernon spotted this Cybertruck in Las Vegas. I think we've seen this one before. It's a great design. I love the paint roller on the top.
Thomas spotted this electric mail truck.
Are you sure it's electric?
Oh, that's a good point. They're not all electric, actually.
Yeah. Thank you, Oshkosh.
Wait, so even though it looks so stupid, like I thought at least that it indicated it was electric, but
no.
All right. So you're going to have to go check if it has a tailpipe.
Right.
Unfortunately.
It's so funny to me that we went from Northrop Grumman making our mail trucks to a different military contractor. It's like,
I wonder how that
works. Why can't we just have normal cars be our mail trucks? Like, no, it's got to be a military. It's not even like, well, in the case of the Russians just paratrooping troops in, it's not like the turret pops out of it. Why do we need a military contractor making a fucking mail truck? And lastly, we've got our buddy in India showing us the new India Experience Center.
Hey, today I am at this place where the Tesla opened their showroom. And I'm going to share with you some of the footages which I have taken in this premises.
Wow, we get footage.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is a small store. It is not very large. I mean, I wasn't expecting like a big theme park or anything, but this is how Tesla normally does it, by the way.
Yeah.
They usually start with like a little teeny tiny showroom, and you can see it's getting like a lot of attention. It's not crazy, but this is how it begins in a country. They come in and they do this little thing, and then stuff starts to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen in India. This is one of the biggest countries that Tesla's moved into outside of China, and Tesla obviously hasn't opened a factory in India yet. Maybe
fourth largest car market. Yeah.
Dang.
All right, it's time for superchargers. Let's talk about what we got for new ones this week.
We got the 8-stall version 4 in Santa Maria, California.
We have the 20-stall version 4 in Oceanside, California.
We have the 80-stall in Los Angeles at the Tesla Diner in North Hollywood, California.
We have the 12-stall version 4 in Ronchi dei Legionari, Italy.
Number 39 in Connecticut, the 12-stall in Norwalk.
Number 93 in New Jersey, the 12-stall version 4 in Hamilton Township.
The 16-stall version 4 in Langley, British Columbia.
Number 88 in Hong Kong, the 3-stall version 4 in Tung Chung, Hong Kong.
An expansion from 20 to 40-stall in Bispingen, Beringen, Germany.
Number 45 in Indiana, the 8-stall version 4 in Goshen, Indiana.
The 3-stall in Jiajing, China.
The 2-stall in Yuzhou, China.
The 6-stall in Beijing, China.
The 3-stall in Zhengzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Shaoxing, China.
The 4-stall in Zhangjiajiang, China.
The 3-stall in Xi'an, China.
The 3-stall in Guangzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Haikou, China.
The 2-stall in Liaoyan, China.
The 3-stall in Ma'anshan, China.
The 3-stall in Guangzhou, China.
The 3-stall version 4 in Wenzhou, China.
And number 2,269 in China, the 4-stall version 4 in Zhangjiajiang, China.
Number 237 in France is the 56-stall in Magnant, France.
Number 576 in California, the 16-stall version 4 in San Diego.
Number 281 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Karlsruhe West, Germany.
Number 45 in Austria, the 8-stall version 4 in Trebin, Austria.
Number 200 in Florida and number 2,730 in the United States, the 12-stall at West Palm Beach, Florida.
An expansion from 36 to 40 stalls in Bron, France.
The 8-stall version 4 in Severn, Ontario.
Number 252 in Canada, the 8-stall version 4 in Severn, northbound Ontario.
The 12-stall version 4 in San Giovanni Tiatino, Italy.
And number 95 in Italy, number 1512 in Europe, number 7486 in the world is the 16-stall version 4 in Occhiobello, Italy.
Whew, that was a lot.
That was a lot. Thank you for joining us today, everybody.
Don't forget to enter for your chance to win the Tesla Model Y Frunk Cooler over on Patreon.
It's the third one we're giving away, and you have a good chance of winning. So we'll see you on Tuesday.
Now you know.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.